The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini.
Now, recently, the Fourth Education Innovation Summit was held, and there were some really interesting viewpoints that came to light. To give you an idea, CEO of Fundi Tsepo, Dicheho, said that we see technology as complementary, an additional challenge, a resource, an alternative towards success as the end objective. Tsepo also had some very scary stats, saying that we know that of every 100 students, only 36 are able to pass matric, and only 14 from that 36 are able to qualify for university. 80% of children in grade 4 cannot read for meaning. 80%, the global average is 4. Dr. Thembinkosi Twalo from the Moses Katani Institute says the collaboration with the private sector is vital. Also, at the 4th Education Innovation Summit held at the end of May, Ulysses Baguida from a Belgium company, U Hope, said that technology can enable better and efficient learning. Now, Mabatu Maboya agrees with the speakers that technology certainly has an undeniable role, but what is the approach? Mabatu Maboya, CEO of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, thank you so much for joining us in conversation this evening. I believe that you, as representative of the foundation, Mabatu, address the 4th Education Innovation Summit, which was held towards the end of May. What was firstly the purpose of the Innovation Summit?
Hi, Benito. Thank you so much for having me. The Education Innovation Summit, its purpose is to have different players in innovation, in technology, and linking it with education, having a conversation to chart the way forward, look at what the sector looks like, and sort of propose new ways of doing things in the education space. And it covers, you know, from primary education or basic education as well as higher education. So it's attended by academia, by players in the education space, nonprofits, suppliers, and as well as other service providers.
What role currently does technology play in education?
Look, the role in our view as the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation is that the role of technology is quite important in education, because it's able to help us to leapfrog different ways of learning. It's able to help us introduce different aspects in the classrooms when I'm talking about basic education. And one of the elements is that it's helping us to prepare young people for the 4th Industrial Revolution.
With all of those advantages for education, what needs to be done to ensure that that becomes a reality on the ground?
You know, when we look at education, we have to look at it as a whole system. And we know that solutions, particularly technological solutions, ICT solutions, have certain requirements, of which not all of our schools, public schools, have access to. Because the schools are, you would find that these solutions require schools to have certain connectivity, because they would be internet-based. We need to have educator buy-in. We need schools to have technology plans. Some schools are still not yet connected to electricity. But most importantly, it's issues around security and access, in terms of being able to pay for the cost of having some of the technological solutions. And hence my talk at the Education Innovation Summit was that there is some disconnect in the field, given what is required to successfully implement ICT solutions versus what is available in our different schools.
The fear behind the disconnect, as you described there, Mabatu, is that it could in fact exacerbate the digital divide.
Yes, absolutely, you are correct. One of our fears is that whatever solutions we are putting into the education system should not increase the inequality gap, but should help us to close the inequality gap. Hence, issues such as technology that requires infrastructure that we are not yet ready for are not necessarily enabling us to close that divide. You would find that schools which are in better positions, which are fee-paying and are able to, you know, to subscribe and pay licensing fees for some of the technologies that help them to advance education, are quite in small numbers as compared to the majority of the schools that would actually need those interventions. So, and we've seen that this is also now a growing market as well. So there are a lot of ICT service providers that are coming into the space, and sort of want. We create pressure for ourselves to say that we need to catch up to the fourth industrial revolution, and at the same time having to have technology that is responsive to the needs of the schools.
Should we not then be taking a small step back to ensure, for example, Mabato, that we do have connectivity issues across the sector normalized?
You know, I think because the connectivity discussion has been going on for quite a number of years. So what we have decided to do as a foundation is that in the schools that we're working in, we are looking at technology that can work without necessarily being connected to the internet to operate. So we are saying that these solutions must have capabilities to work both online and offline. Because if we say that we're going to take steps behind to make sure everyone has live connectivity, we may take more years than we have time for. So the solutions that are developed, and which was part of the talk that we gave at the summit, is that we should be able to have solutions that speak to our context. We know what challenges we are facing, and we should be able to design those solutions that can speak to that context. So like offline capabilities to be able to upgrade the solutions, if it's software, when you have connectivity, but it should also work when you don't have connectivity.
Mabato Mabuya, CEO of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, joining us in discussion this evening on The Honest Truth. You're certainly welcome to join us and share your thoughts too on 35904. Mabato, security is a big concern. We've seen recent headlines as well where schools are becoming soft targets for criminals. How do we go about ensuring that this doesn't happen, particularly with technology gaining prominent place within education? It can be a temptation.
You are correct, Benito, and that's one of the points that we had put forth at the summit, to say that if we are having developers and clever people in the technology space, that really the designs that we should see coming out of that sector should be those that respond to our context. If it's possible to develop solutions or technologies that really have particular security features or are able to be supported without necessarily making them a danger to learners, and I'm sure that, you know, if the brains in that space get together, they would be able to have solutions to bring to the market, solutions that are cognizant of our security and safety environment.
Do we have educator buy-in?
I think we do. We have educator buy-in. One element that we need to work hard towards when it comes to educators and educator development is that we should be moving at the same pace with schools of education, those that are training future educators that will be coming into the classroom, so that we are not going into the future, we are not catching up and retraining or supporting educators while they're in the classroom, but that they come to the classroom already equipped to be able to integrate their curriculum deliveries with using technology in the classroom.
Mabatu, we're speaking about the benefits of technology and ICT solutions within the classroom. Mm-hmm. We also touched on the key aspects for it to become a reality. We spoke about it, connectivity, educator buy-in, security. But underpinning all of this is the basics in terms of numeracy and literacy. Does that still form a strong foundation before learners can be exposed to the technological innovations of the fourth industrial revolution?
What we're saying as well is that if we, whatever the solutions that we are bringing into the education space, they should enable us to achieve the basics that we need to help learners grapple with. We know that we have seen research that we're telling us that reading is a bit on a low in South Africa, and therefore we are saying that technologies that we introduce in schools should be able to help us improve the quality of education, improve learning outcomes, and they should help us to be able to collaborate and bring out the best positive learning outcomes that we need to bring out. It would be of little use if majority of the technology that we are bringing into education are only targeting senior students, whereas we know that some of our challenges are at the basics of numeracy and literacy. So we would like to see more in the foundation phase of education and supporting educators in integrating a digital way of teaching at the foundation phase so that we can improve the levels of reading and numeracy skills.
Because my concern is if we perform poorly in terms of numeracy and literacy, we won't be able to, in fact, or the learners won't be able to take full advantage of the technological opportunities that will be presented.
That is true. Hence, we should use technology as an enabler that would help us, close those gaps. We know that some of the gaps occur when we move from foundation phase into the intermediary phase. And technology, we have seen that some of its advantages is that it helps learners, to drive their own learning, to self-teach and to help them to catch up on topics that that they are not familiar with.
Mabatu, lastly, with ICT, these developments and solutions getting more and more integrated into the classroom, who's taking the leadership of this process for the country?
I think the Department of Basic Education has done great strides in studying and giving guidance on technology and integrating it into the classroom. We know that government runs the majority of schools in the country, and we have seen that they have started a few years ago working with partners in delivering such technology. So we take our lead from what is happening in the schools, whether there is readiness, but we know that there is huge buy-in from the Department of Basic Education to work with partners in bringing different solutions into the classrooms.
Mabatu Maboyi, CEO of the Cyril Ramaphosa Foundation, thank you so much for your time and for joining us in discussion this evening. It's much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Benito. Thank you.